have trouble with the sound because there's ambient noise here, just give a holler. Okay, so Hanir Tzanikna Beritzia, that's straight. Dechtiv Ratza Adonavis has no Bamartzea. Bekones Atzim Yovel Misa Sa'azon Dechtiv V'Avado Le'olam. Right? So Velo Asaben Velo Asabas. Right, so I think we spoke a lot in the beginning of this sugya about how the whole idea of nirtza is ahavti es aduni. So that sort of stands to reason. Va'avadol li'olam, li'olam moshal yovel. So Tana Rabbanan, Marzei en li'olam, Marzei amin an l'rabos, hasul, hasira, hamachat, hamikadeach, v'hamichtav. These are all different kinds of implements. Tamad omar, v'lakachta l'rabos kol davar shenikach v'yadavir rabiosi rabihuda. So again, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda got a lot of, a lot of extra implements into the process of Ritzia. So Rabbi Omer, Ma Martzea Miuchad Shal Matachas, Av Kol Shal Matachas. Okay, which is a little bit more of a classic limud, Rabbi's limud, like we have that in the context of the Isser Darais of Lo Sivna Eshen Gazis by the Avanim of the Mizbeach. So we say it's not just a gazis is a cherev, but it's any kli barzel. So basically, that's the shita of Rebbe, very classical view. So Rebbe Omer ma marteyam yuchad shal mataches av kol shal mataches. Dvar acher hamarteya lahavi hamarteya hagadol. A definite article that we're using this large, what you might call an all. So Emer Lazer Yudan Beribi, he's the gadol hador, hayadorish kshen rotzin in rotzin ella Bimilsa. So what is the milsa? So Rashi explains a little bit of an anatomical feature. Alya shel ozen, basar in the flesh, velo bitnuch. Right? We have tnuch in the context of the mitzorah. Al tnuch az no hayimanis in the cartilage, the inside. So that's not where you do it. You actually do it in the fleshy part of the ear. Okay. We'll get back to that in a second. But chacham mamrin. The Chachamim say, if he happens to be a Kohen, we don't want to passel him from the Avoda going forward. We want him to be able to return to his original life station. So, if you'll say that they only do it in the basar, in the fleshy area, as opposed to the cartilage, that wouldn't make him a Balmum anyway. Okay, so my kavufki, Rabbi Darish klali uprati, lakachta klal marzeya prat, beazno vadelas chazer klal klal uprat o kladi el tadana lakeina prat ma prat mefura shal matechas, marzeya is a metal object afkol shal matechas. Straightforward klal uprat o klal iatadana lakeina prat. Rabbi Yosi Darish riboy umiute, vlakachta is riba, that should include everything. Marzeya is a miyot. Be'ozno v'delas chazer v'riba. Riba umiyet v'riba. Riba hakol. That's how he came up with all of these other implements. Some of them are wood. Some of them are metal. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are smaller. All right. So my Rabbi. Rabbi kol minle. He included everything. My miyet. Miyet sam. The only thing that was excluded was something completely different. So using a sam. Let's say you take acid. Let's say you take hydrochloric acid and you pour it on the guy's ear. So that would obviously be, very unpleasant thing to do to a person. A very cruel thing to do to a person. That would not reflect v'ahav to the reyecha kamocha, but it actually would put a hole in his ear. So when we talk about v'lakachta, that's not a davar hanikne biyad. You need a beaker for that. Okay. Samamar hamartzeya. That was a definite article. Lahavi martzeya gadol. My mashal the Marava, when he talks about hayerech asher al kaf hayerech, it's this week's parsha. Hamiyumenes shabiyerech. Right? Asher al kaf hayerech. We say the Gid Anoshe is noeg. The Isser is noeg. Beyerech yamin. So chanami hamartzeya miyuchad she bemartzein. Okay, it's only the martzeya hagadol, the oil that would have been used by a craftsman. So Amr Blazar, comma, Yudan Biribi Hayadorish. Shin Rotin and Rotin Elbe Milsa. Chamimorin and everybody recalling Yirtsin Nation Asa Balmum. Vyasa Balmum. So let him become a Balmum. And it's his choice. Ahafti Asadoni Asishti Vesbanai Loetze Chavshi. So Amr Rabba Rab Shela Merkra Vishav El Mishbachto Lemuchsak Shem Mishbachto. So this is obviously a very deep point. And the point of a person becoming an Eved is not for them to stay an Eved. We talked about this extensively with the din of Ha'anaka. We're trying to rehabilitate these people. So it would be completely counter-indicated to render a Kohen, a Baal Mum, in Pasol La'avoda. Be unacceptable. So Yibaylu, Eved Ivri Kohen, Ma'u Sheyimsor Lo'rabo Shivcha K'nainis. I mean, there's no fundamental reason, truthfully, that a Kohen should be different. Chidishu, Loshna Kohanim, Loshna Yisrael. Odilma, Shiny Kohanim, Ho'ol V'riba, and Akasiv, Mitzvos Yiseros. So the Gemara has this, like, annoying suspicion that, you know, we know that a Kohen has many additional mitzvos in terms of the Mikdash. We know he has additional chumros in terms of Avelos and Tomas Meis. We know that one of the primary areas where he has additional restrictions is and Hilchos Ishus, Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu, Isha Gerusha Meisha Lo Yikachu. So, as bizarre as it is to allow us to be Mavkiya in Issa Daraisa of Los Yakedesham Mi Benos Yisrael, which Targum Unkla says is talking about an Amma, right, a Shivcha Knainis, and Velo Yakedesh Mi Bnei Yisrael, right, that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't marry non-Jewish women, and we say in Issa Amma. So, as strange as that is, to allow a regular Jew to do, maybe it's even a bridge too far for Kohanim. Then there's no fundamental reason, but that's what we think. Okay, so that was the question the Gemara asked. Evidently, Kohen Maushim to the Rabbo Shivcha Knais Chishu Lo Chakno Kam Lo Shani Yisrael Odilma Shani Kohanim Hobo V'Riba Karsas Mitzvah Yisero. So Rabba Mar Mutter. We happen to pass in like Rab. There's no difference here between a Yisrael and a Kohen. Shmuel says it's Aser. So Amalei Rav Nachman the Rav Anan Ki Avisu Bei Mar Shmuel. So Rav Nachman took over after Shmuel's passing in Naharza. That's the point that you have to know to sort of appreciate this Gemara. So Rav Nachman said to his contemporaries, he says, when I was learning by Shmuel, so we were sort of chided, chastised, with the following expression, which sort of translates to, you guys are not learning well. Be'iskum dari itlilisu. Okay, it's like you guys are playing cards. You're not paying attention. My timer lo same lo me ho va chachamim omer min ene very kohen near tzem nation ase bal mum vim tomar in rabo moser lo shiv chaknanis tepuk li de ba ina hafti es adoni es ishti ves banai velaka. The whole presumption was that an eved every kohen can become an eved near tza, but there's going to be a technical problem that we don't want to render him a bal mum. But everybody agrees chulei alma lo pligi that one of the requirements to become an Eved Nirtza is you have to have a Shivcha Knainis. He has to say, Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti ves Banai. We're not talking about his Jewish wife. She's coming with him no matter what. We're talking about the Shivcha Knainis. So that would have been a very direct answer to the question. So Rav Nachman is relating this, that, you know, that would have been a much sharper way to respond. Okay, so by virtue of the fact that the, you know, that doesn't appear to be part of the discussion, you know, one can and probably should make an inference. Okay. Good. So the Gemara then presents another question. Or the Gemara first says, Sulo midi. That's like a pircha gemura. Ein lahashiv al zerash. That's a very strong question. All right. So Yibayilahu, Kohen ma'u b'yifas tower. So now we're going to talk a lot about the yifas tower. Chidishu loshna Kohen loshna Yisrael. The whole institution of yifas tower of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, it's like a big enough chiddush to say by Yisrael, she's not Jewish, she hasn't converted yet, she could be an Eishes Ish, bizarre. So, Kohen, a higher standard for a Kohen, Yoru Mishpatech LeYaakov, Misarashchol Yisrael, there, maybe that's a bridge too far. So similarly, right, Dilma Shani Kohanim, Ho'il, V'Ribon Mitzvah Yisera, Rav Amar, Mutter, Shmuel Amar, Aser. So, Birishon Echli Amalo Pligi Dishari Lo Dibetara La Keneged Yetzer Hara Ki Pligi Bibiyeshnia Rav Amar Mutar Ushmuel Amar Aser. So, the sugya which is being drawn upon here, it's a huge machlokes, Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli assumes, for the most part, that when we talk about the Birishona, we're talking about Be'es Melchama. That this person who Yitzro Tokvo is allowed Be'es Melchama. So you say, that shouldn't depend on whether a person is Yisrael or a Kohen, Kevin de Hutra Hutra. But the question is, what about the continuation of the process? Okay. So let's see. So the Gemara says, That should not make a difference if you're a Kohen. Kohen continues the process like anybody else, even though normally Kohen cannot marry a Gioris. This Gioris is different. Gioris is Aser Mitam Zona. Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav Amar Mutzer. Ho Ovi Shtari Shtari. This is a Chiddush HaTorah. Shmuel Amar Aser. Dehavi La Gioris. V'Gioris La Kohen Lo Chazya. She's Begeder Azonas. Ikad Amri B'yashniya Chli Amalo Pligi De Asiri. Dehavi La Gioris. It's clearly Aser. Yisha Zona. Lo Yikachu. Ki Pligi B'liya Rishona. Rav Amar Mutzer. Dehalo Dibra Torah La Kenegedi Yitzharah. This is the day that we paskin like. Right, Rav says that one instance is mutter. Shmuel Amar Aser Kol Hecha De Karinan Ba Ravesal Soch Besacha Karinan Be Veraisa Bishavya Kol Hecha De Lo Karinan Ba Vahavesal Soch Besacha Lo Karinan Be Veraisa Bishavya. So Shmuel has a very important conceptual point that we don't allow you to start the process of Eishes Yifas Tawar if you're not in a position to finish it. Right, this is sort of parallel to all the discussions we're having by Am Ivriya. Can you have an Ama Ivriya scenario start if it's not ro'oi for yud, right? We had that. Can you make such a tznai? We said, no, you're masal mashkasa batorah. What about tekrovim? What about tepsulim? And there were shitos in all of those topics. Satosa's comments here. B'yashniya chliyami lo pligi da'aser, right, for the kohen. V'af, al-gav d'gav yishiv chado ma'aflik b'mi arishan l'shniya. D'af b'yashniya sharia. D'ha esusa b'shmol el. That was the first set of questions, right? We're talking about a shef l'knainis. There's no specific iser that we have to release. There's no specific iser of lo yekadesh, etc. So ain kan chiddush. I'm not saying that the institute Tosos isn't saying that the institution of Yifas Torah isn't quite a chiddush. It's certainly quite a chiddush, but it's not rubbing against a specific iser prati, as it was in the case of a shivcha kanainis. L'gabe kohen asur mitam zona ve'avol pishem isgayeres balkarcha asar kasev kigiores gemura, and that's the subject. Yakasi ika isura l'gabe kohen lo matzinu shehitir. So Gioris Bal Korcha, the Havamina, is maybe she's different. She's a fundamentally different category of a Gioris. What's interesting is that the Ramban, and the Rambam disputed this point. We'll come to another Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. Second, the Rambam thought you can't convert anybody against their will. She either accepts it or she doesn't. If she doesn't, you have to let her go free. The Ramban thought it was Gior Bal Korcha. Tosa seems to be nota in the direction of the Ramban here. Okay. Back in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan vira isa ba shivya b'sha shivya. So it can't be afterwards. It has to be in the heat of the moment. Eishes afilu eishes ish. That's quite a chiddush. Yifas Torah l'dibra Torah l'kineged yetzer hara, which strengthens the hand of those who want to say that we're talking about is a bia rishona b'eis mochama. Mutav sheyochlu Yisrael basar t'mutas shkutos v'al yochlu basar t'mutas nevelos. In other words, very similar to the logic of Mutav Shiyu Shogigin Valyu Mizidin, that if the guy is going to do it anyway, the Torah wanted to create a permission structure. Better that he should eat a shchuta than a nevela, even though it's bordering on a case of treifa. V'chashakta, aval pi she'ena noe. She doesn't have to objectively be so appealing to the eyes of the beholder. Ba, v'lo ba v'chaverta. Okay, you can't take more than one. Lakachta likuchin yesh lechaba. Okay, that this is supposed to be able to translate into likuchin. Rashi says kiddushin tovsin. Na'aval pishayso bedes kochavim shaharei ena mizgayeres midaita. Rashi is with Tosos and the Ramban against the Rambam on this point. Lichal isha shelo yikach shtei nashim achas lo v'achas aviv achas lo v'achas livino. Tosos corrects the garrison. He says, no, you can only do it for yourself. Anything which is in the heat of the moment, you can't say, oh, it's in the heat of the moment for my father. It's in the heat of the moment. And that doesn't make any sense. It's like Kanai and Poginbo. Right? Once the person has to ask the question, so wait a second. What about the Bia Rishona? So that's going to open up a whole discussion between Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam and the Ramban. All the Gedolei Olam commented on this line. Rashi says,
that one makes no sense.
Yeah, right. lavo aleha. Happens to be that Yerushalmi says that b'feirish, and the Ramban likes that Yerushalmi. The Rambam and the Balei Tosfos are going to reject it out of hand. Let's take a look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Shalo yulchatsene b'melchama. Tosfos skinny and chav bezim. Al feirish v'kuntris lavola, amashra mitoch perusho, the melchama asu lavola, kolika, rafilu b'yarishana, eno mutra v'achar kol ha-maisim, right? V'gilchas rosha, v'asasa etzi parneha, v'esira simla shivyami ala, uvachsa, all the things. V'seima, imkein, maika amar, lo dibra torah lo yikenegen yitzar hara. The whole thing was a crime of passion, so to speak. Keva de melchama asar ad shiyabu l'beisa, kol ha-maisim, eyach nispayis yitzar b'kach. If she really undergoes a conversion process, why would the Gemara have described her as basar tmutos, as basically a trefa, an animal that was going to die? Tamar, that's how she could have theoretically married Amnon, is because even though they were both biological children of David, they were not halachic children of David, because Tamar was from the Bia Rishona Be'ez Mochal. If Rashi is correct, it's an Isser Karis. If we would say that there's a heter for Biarishan of Beis Mochama Miyad, Shapir. Mai dekamer tamar, ki lo yim na'inim imek. Alafish haisim utaraso, dikalamei marshin is Abra ima b'milchama, shadayin haisa ima ovedas kochavim, she wasn't Jewish yet. V'zoin ha'chashuba kebito shal David, ein ben haba, min ovedas kochavim, torei ben ha'a. Ela b'na devlad oved kochavim kamosa. And then, with her mother, she converted along with her mother, kikatan hanold dadami, kiktana hanold dadami, as it were, and she's not halachically related to Amnon, even though, of course, they share half of the same genetic material from David. Aval the perisha kuntra shalobala adach kolamais fukasha, then they should be brother and sister, kitabirashtim. Similar to Rabbeinu Tam, the bia rishona mutares b'molchama, aval bia shni asura achete b'beiso giores. Okay, that happens to be the shita of Rambam as well. The Hadaka Amar Shalo Yochatzena, what does that mean? Hayla Lahaschil Imnos Yerach Yamim, then Yachla Dochka Laso Seder Aparsha at Shetia Bebeso. So you don't, Shalo Yochatzena Melchama means in terms of the Seyar Harosh, in terms of the Tziparnayim, the whole process. That should be done in us. Vyesh Miyash from Perisha Kuntris, which is also, as I said, the Ramban. The same reason that there's a heter yichud between the man and his wife when she's a nida, because pas pesalo, you figure the clock is time is on your side. Okay, that's not the best raya, because the truth is, if a husband and wife haven't been together yet, let's say it's a chuppas nida, there is no heter yichud. But all right, you can always put it. Because this isn't a typical case of Gior. Ve'ena Gior is Gemura. Interesting. We give a chabur on this topic. Let's delve into now three shitos. The Rambam says she has to accept it, otherwise she can't be a Gioris. You have to let her go free. The Ramban says it's Gior Bal Karcha. And Tosa says, since it's Gior Bal Karcha, she's not really a full Gior. Three shitas in the Rishon. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So ma hikshem Tamar lo kash. Nikol meimer Tamar lo haisa bas David. This is kind of revolutionary. She actually wasn't. David was not her biological father. Elam mikodem achen haisa ima meuberes. Her mother was Yifas Toar, who was pregnant. He said before, it's all in the eyes of the beholder. V'adachsev came to bashnam dos amelach meilam lo mishrus haisa bito. She wasn't his biological child, but she was an adopted child. Okay, the Ri says, this is the part that the Ramban quotes as well. the Ramban precious kisetze. To be Rishami Matino Machokes Amarai Medavar Zeh. The Hachi Sahasam. Rav Amar Lohitia Labia Rishona. Vani Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Bia Rishona Velo Shnia Velo Rishona Hutra El Achar Kolamaisin. Kidichsiv. And that is the way that the Ramban ends up asking it, based on this Yerushalmi. It's kind of an amazing idea. Okay, so the way that the Shitos align are Rashi with the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam with the Rambam in terms of Bia Rishona. Tanu Rabbanan, Im Amor Yomar Ho'eved Ahavti Es Adoni Es Ishti Ves Banai. So what's this double Lashon of Amor Yomar? Ad she yomar v'yashana. Yes, to say it twice. So amar b'tchila sheish lo amar b'sof sheish enu nirtza. Shemar lo yitzei chavshi ad she yomar b'shasitzia. Amar b'sof sheish lo amar b'tchila sheish enu nirtza. Shemar imamor yomar ha'ebed ad she yomar b'shu ebed. So what does that really mean? What does he ask, like, make a declaration at the beginning of the 6 years? I plan on becoming an ebed nirtza, and then say it again? It's a little bizarre. So amar b'tchila sheish lo amar b'sof sheish enu nirtza. Shemar lo yitzei chavshi. So my area, right? There's a bigger problem, as we said before, that a person has to have a shivcha knanis, he has to have an adon. Vesu, another problem. Amar b'sof sheish lomar b'tchila sheish eno nirtza shenemar ho'ebed. Atu sef sheish lav ebed hu? He's still an ebed until the last day of the 6th year. So Amar Rava, this is all questions of girsa issues here, but there's one thing that's very clear. Bitzchilas pruta achrona, uvasov pruta achrona. So in other words, what has to happen is, imamor yomar means that at the very end of the term of service, he expresses his desire, when there's still a pruta's worth left of work to do, of shibud, which, would remember, was very significant for Amma Ivriya. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not the ma'os harishonos that are konos, but it's the shibud, it's the chov. So now we're seeing that issue come up with the Eved Ivri, and he has to state it at that point, and then just before he completes his term of service. So what's this idea of Amor Yomar, Tchilas Pruta Achrona, and Sof Pruta Achrona? So I wanted to suggest the following. We're going to see on Chav Beis Amud Beis that there's a deep ambivalence in halacha about the process of becoming an Eved Nirtza. The first halacha of Eved Ivri is not an arbitrary one. Ki ikna Eved Ivri sheish shanim yavod uvashviyis yitzei lachav shechinam. The Eved Ivri is defined by his yitziyah. It's an affront to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and each individual member of Klal Yisrael for there to be what we call a Yad Ba'emtza, for there to be some Adon Ba'emtza. So it can't happen frivolously. Amor Yomar means that this isn't a person just panicked for a moment and said, I can't make it on my own. I have to do the process of Ritzia. No, it has to be Amor Yomar, has to be his absolute conviction. And even then, as we'll see, we perceive it as a very profound b'di'evet. Tan Rabbanan lo, isho vanim, l'rabo ein isho vanim, enu nirtza, shenamar ki agchav es b'isecha. L'rabo isho vanim, lo ein isho vanim, enu nirtza, shenamar ahav tesadoni es ishtiv es banai. So he has to develop this kind of relationship with his Adon where they're living lives on parallel tracks. So the different quality of life. Parallel tracks. Like a merging of the Adon and the Eved. That's why Misa Sa'adon is Mimela a Yitziah. So let's say they're on parallel tracks, it's just bad tracks. Imach Ba'inan Va'ika, good. Maybe the Torah never sanctioned this if it's not something that we could objectively say is an appropriate course for a person to continue in. He's chola, the other one is chola. We want to get people healthy. We want to get people into better circumstances. Tan rabbanu ki tovo imach. Imach v'machal, imach v'mishta, shalotei ato chopas nekiya, v'ocho paski bar atashot yayin yashin v'shoshot yayin chadash, ato yashin agabe mochin v'yashin agabe tevin. Five pratim, but there's a broader principle. Mikan amru ko akona evidir v'kikona adam atzmo. Dignity. Not what the Mitzrim did to us. Avodas parach, avodas aved. Tan rabbanan, v'yatsame imachu v'anavimo. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, imhu nimkar banav, nosav min nimkar, and mikan, sherabo chayev mizonos banav. So take care of the family. Kiyotzi b'davar ata omer, imbal isha hu v'yatsa ishto imo. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, imhu nimkar ishto mim nimkaro. Of course, what do you mean, v'yatsa ishto imo? Where is she leaving? She's never indentured, right? By definition, once a woman is mevia simanim, she's not eligible for amahos. So mikan shirabo chayev mizonos ishto utzricha. You need a separate limud for isha and banim. You don't just say take care of the family unit. Diashrin and banim yishuv la banim not miavid mechal ninhu. Avol ishto debas mechal miavid he ema tavid lesechol. Let her work for her support. Children, what are they going to do? Especially young ones. It's not natural for a woman to be choseres al apsachim. Aval bana v'dirchayu l'adure, especially male children, emalo. So maybe they should go and collect some charity. Said tzricha. So tana rabbanan ilu nemar ozno badeles hayisi omer yidkor can I get ozno badeles. Only the door, but parallel to where his ear would be. Delosin ozno lo. Ozen lo. Laksi v'ratzadun aves ozno bar mitzeh. Ola yisi omer. Yirtzena lo ozen mi avray. Okay, so I would pierce the ozen by itself. V'yanichana la delos. V'yidkor k'neged ozno v'delos. And then I'd come around the other side of the door, and at that height, I would pierce the doors. Havadomar be'ozno v'delos. Okay, it's a doker v'holich. You pierce through the ear until you go into the door. Atchimagi etzel delas. Delas! Shomeani bein akura, bein she'ena akura. Delas, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's just a door that's, you know, lying on the ground? Tamalomar mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'umad av delas nami mu'umad. So the mezuzah means that it's in the doorpost. And now this becomes significant because the Gemara Darish. Since Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Yedorish Samikra Zeh Kimin Chomer. Question as to what Chomer means. So Rashi says it's like a string of pearls, a very beautiful drasha. So Rabbi Natam says that's actually what Chomer means. It's a Kain Maisa. All right. So either way, Manishtana Ozen Mikol Yivarim Shabagov Hamer Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozen Shasham Mikol Yal Har Sinai Shas Shamarti Ki Li Bnei Hesol Avadim. So it shall be pierced. Not a good thing. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Hayatarish is a mikra zekimin chomer, manishtana delasum zuza. Mikol kelim shavaya semer kadish barachu delasum zuza shayu edim mitzrayim. Beshasha pasachti al mashko vel shea mezuza, so amarti. Libene so avadim, below avadim lavadim. That's why the door can't be on the ground. It has to be by the mezuzah. It has to be attached to the door post. Because effectively what this person is doing is he's undoing the night of the 15th of Nisan. Hashem doesn't want us to be avadim la'olam. It's one thing when we talk about sheishanim. We talk about 50 years. That's unacceptable. So you know, Par Peros L'Chachma, Tosas quotes, Yesh Medrash de Marzeya, you can add it up, 4,290, right, it's 330, another 70, it's 400, Gematria Dalad Meos. The Fusha Hayu Yisrael Avadim, Arba Meoshano, Golam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Halach Zeh, Kanadim Atzmo, V'Fikach, that's why we use the Marzeya, because we're reminding this person, right, so it's a triple once you add in this Tosos. It's the Ozen, which is repudiating Maimon Har Sinai. It's the Deles, it's a repudiation of Le'al Tesvav, Ufasachti Aleichem. And it goes even to the Marzeya, it's a repudiation of 400 years. You know, when we would have done anything to go free. And now we have this sort of renunciation of all of that. Okay, so, you know, it's really interesting. Just wanted to make one final hayara in the Gemara. So, it seems innocuous enough, right? Like, we got onto this because in the Chaval of Amid Beis, so the Gemara asked, well, what about a Kohen and Shivcha Kananis? What about a Kohen and Eishes Ufas Toar? It's like they seem like reasonably innocuous questions, not necessarily driven one by the other, and that is true enough. But the more that you think about it, the more that you realize that there's a much deeper level to this Gemara, which the Gemara is basically saying there are certain institutions that the Torah permitted, basar tumutos shchutos, below basar tumutos nevelos, that the Torah itself was not enthralled with. And two paradigmatic examples would be the institution of Eved Nirtza, which bothers us very deeply. Bamartseya, Uvadeles, Bamizuza, the Ozen, everything we just saw. And Eishes Ufas Toar, which cuts against everything that we believe and everything that we want Kiddushas Ishus to reflect. So, in a deeper sense, what the Gemara was asking was, okay, we have an institution called Eishes Ufas Toar. We have an institution called Eved Nirtza. What are the outer boundaries? What are the parameters of Divrei Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara? Is everybody created equal? Or maybe, you know, the Kohen, what did the Gemara say? Riba bo mitzvos yeseros. Now it makes perfect sense. The Torah had higher standards for the Kohen in general. So the question of the Gemara is really one question. When you have an institution that's fundamentally an institution of Divrei Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, you can ask, for whom, to whom, was the Torah willing to make such a dramatic concession? Would that even include a Kohen? Kohanim have mitzvot seseros. They have much higher standards. Okay, so, again, the machlokas that we saw in terms of the Bia Rishona, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rambam, absolutely classical issue, Bavli Yerushalmi, her status as a Gioris for the Rambam, Gioris Bal Karcha, is paradoxical. You can't have a Gioris that has been coerced. She actually has to believe these things. The Ramban, Gioris Bal Karcha, Tosvos says, yeah, Gioris Bal Karcha, but not really a Gioris Gemura. You can't compare her to an actual Gioris. It would be an insult to a Gioris Tzedek, because the Ger Tzedek, you know, Amei Chani V'lokai Echalokai, it's the Habtimis Ager. So there's really some interesting nafgamina of that. What would you say about the following issue? We know that there's an extra mitzvah derais V'hat L'Reicha Kamocha Habtimis Ager. What would you say the status of the Ufas Toar is vis-a-vis the Haftamis Hager? For the Rambam, it's obvious. She has to opt in. For sure, yes. Rabbeinu Tam? I'm not so sure. Lo Gioris Gemur. Same thing with the Shem Isser of Ger Lo Silchatz Lo Silchatzena. Ger Lo Sena Lo Silchatzena. For the Ramban, probably yes. Even though you get there by a different mechanism. So again, the ma'amad, the status of the Eishes Ufas Toar, is really a critical subject for debate. All right, so we'll pick it up on Monday with the Mishnah. Eitan, this was so cool.